Okay, we have our forest poster right here. Now, you can, if you want to work along with the video, hey, that's all right. Go right into the Projects Files folder and then open up the Adding Artificial Light folder, and you will find this forest image right here. So this is just awesome. We're going to take this just old plain forest image, and we're going to turn it into this, which is really, really cool. We had the light shining through the trees and everything. And I've also, with the help of some level effects I've added and some text you can see on there. But we're going to go ahead and create this image. I'm going to go ahead and just minimize this right here. And the first step is just come right up here to filter. And come right down here to render and select lighting effects. I'm going to go ahead and select spotlight right there. And this is a, wow, this is a big light here. I can click in the middle there and move that down a little bit. And I'm just going to go ahead and position where I want the light to be right now, okay? And what's really cool about the spotlight is we can actually grab the edges and we can make it narrow, we can widen it up a little bit. You know, we have a lot more control with the spotlight, okay? And as you can see, when using the spotlight, we also have a focus adjustment right here that becomes visible and usable. So that's really cool. So I'm going to go ahead and just adjust this, and let's see how the light is going to look here. I'm just going to go ahead. That might be a little too big. I'm going to go ahead and just resize this down just a little bit. Just right about there. And just go ahead and position that right there. That's looking pretty good right there. The light's coming through. But it looks like to me, I'm probably going to want a little more light at the top there. So I'm going to go ahead and increase the intensity just a little bit. Wow, look at that. Isn't that cool? The forest is on fire. Okay, so I'm just going to work with the light here. Now, this is all about experimentation. I might have to do this a couple times, but I've done it enough times. I can probably get it the first time. So ambience, I'm going to go ahead and just turn that up a little bit. And you can see when I turn up the ambience, we are getting the outer areas around the actual area where the light zone is actually becomes lighted a little bit. You can see if I turn the ambience all the way up, you can see the outside is a little lighter. And that will make the transition on where the light is and where the light is not, that'll make that transition a little smoother from there, okay? And or if we don't have that, then we're just going to see this more of a, you know, it doesn't look realistic. We have this like little border going around, like, what is that? That doesn't look like anything very cool. So we don't really want that effect. We want more of a cooler effect. And if you notice, when I go right back to render and lighting effects, it leaves right off to where I was. And that's really cool. So I'm going to go ahead and increase the ambience a little bit. So we have more of an outside light. Let me adjust the focus just a little bit. You see that when I turn the focus slider over to narrow a little bit, we narrow the lighting a little bit, and that'll add a little more better transition from where the lighting is here. But check that out. I'm going to go ahead and just rotate that, you know, just have it coming down at an angle or something. That would be pretty cool. And just adjust the intensity here. And let's see how the ambience is. The ambience is looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and click OK and look how that is. Let's go ahead and look at the after picture, and you can see, look at that. We've almost got the same effect. Okay? I could probably go ahead and widen the light just a little bit. Come up here to edit, and I will undo that. Go right back up to filter, render, lighting effects, and I'll just widen the light, widen the spotlight just a little bit, just to cover a little more area on the image, and then I'll go ahead and click OK. There we go. Okay, that's looking pretty cool right there, and let's look at the after and see we're getting pretty close. So that looks like that's pretty much it. Now, if you look closely here, you can see that this one is a little different, okay? And you're probably wondering, like, well, that looks different. Well, I'm going to show you how to do that, and I did that by using the color balance in Photoshop. So all you have to do is just click on the one you want to modify here, and I'll come right up here to Image, Adjustments, and I'll come down here to Color Balance. And by using the color balance, I can actually add more of this or that or whatever I want to do. I want some more greens in there. I can add more green. If I want more blues, I'll do that. And you can see it's getting more closer to the color I have over here. Isn't that cool? I can click on shadows, and more of the darker areas will become more blue. You see that? Not too much, but blue actually kind of has that midnight color to it, which is really cool. So I could go ahead and add some more reds if I want to, some more cyan. You know, it's all up to you, and I did it using the color balance. Okay, so look at that. I'm going to add just a little more green in there, just about like that. Make that bottom part there light up a little bit. Check that out. Isn't that cool? A little more blue, and I'll click on the midtones once more, add a little more blue there, And there we go. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. And to add the text, all I did was just select the type tool and click on the image and then add the text. Or I can just drag the text over from this image. Let me bring in the layers palette really quick. Here's the layers palette, and it says Forest of Dreams, okay? And all I have to do is make sure that type layer is activated. Then I can just select the Move tool and drag the text from this image over onto this one, okay? But check this out. If I hold down the Shift key and do that, look what happens. I'll go ahead and hold down the Shift key and then click and drag the text over, and look at this. It puts it in the exact same spot. Isn't that cool? All right. Well, you learn something every day, right? Well, anyway, so that is how you do it.